Now let's move on here. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Now that's the place where David said that he'd hidden the word of God in his heart, that he might not sin against him. And that is the place that you and I should have the word of God, my friends, is in our hearts. You'll recall that Paul had something to say about that over in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, verse 4. And I should read this in connection now with what's coming up. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That is, bring them up actually in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. This is something that you see that God held the parents responsible for, was this very thing here. And you'll find all the way through the scripture, a great deal is said to parents concerning their responsibility. And he says, train up a child in the way he should go. Now, that doesn't mean in the way you want him to go. It means God has a way for him to go, and you are to find that out. And that means, parents, you need to stay close to God. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he'll not depart from it. Now, with that as a background, notice how this follows. These words shall be in your heart. How? Verse 7, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Now today, Coca-Cola sticks up a sign everywhere they can, and all other concerns today are constantly putting up signs, and they ruin the countryside, putting up these tremendous billboards and sticking up signs everywhere, and neon lights greet you down every business street today. Now God says, thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. God says, I want my word to be before you. No wonder America's turning to liquor and the cigarettes and drugs. When these things confront you, no wonder young people turn to these things, because this is the thing that greets them today. Now, God wanted his word taught to his people like that, and how important it is. Now, you have a section here where our Lord reached in at the time of his temptation, and he quoted here, verse 13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. That's over in Matthew 4:10 and Luke 4:8. And then down in verse 16, ye shall not tempt the Lord your God. That's in Matthew 4:7 and in Luke 4:12. You see, these were quotations that the Lord Jesus used to meet the attack of Satan. No wonder the devil hates the book of Deuteronomy. It's for that reason. Now, verse 23, and he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in, that is, out of the land of Egypt, and bring us into the promised land to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. Now, that's what salvation is, redemption. Salvation is God has saved us out of death and sin and judgment. And he's brought us into heaven, into the body of Christ, into the place of blessing, into fellowship with himself. And you see, salvation is actually not complete. He was delivered for our offenses, but he was raised for our justification, our righteousness, that we might stand complete before him. He's brought us out. He intends to bring us in. Therefore, we can say today, I have been saved. We have eternal life when we trust him. I am being saved. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. And I shall be saved. Beloved, it doth not appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, don't you be discouraged with me. God's not through with me. And I won't be discouraged with you because God's not through with you. Years ago, a dear little lady with a sunbonnet on got up under the brush arbor to give a testimony. It was a testimony meeting. And she says, you know, most Christians ought to have written on their back, this is not the best that the grace of God can do. How true that is.